appreciate you being patient. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi there, Keith. Good morning to you. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Eric wanted me to get on the line. Of course, he wants me to get you the details, get you the information that you need to see exactly how this is going to help your business. He does actually want me to apply a reduced rate here and, of course, answer all of your questions. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Busy. Busy with phone calls this morning.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. I definitely will be respectful of your time. This is a position that we are actively filling here as a Google partner. Now, of course, our job is not just to put you on the first page. It's to make sure you're getting phone calls. This will include a website, a custom website, Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. That way, when someone does see you on that first page, they'll have the compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone to call you. So the calls come to you. You know, it's not a lead-based service. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And this does include content not just for Google, but first page placement on Google and Bing. You have things like a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, even Facebook paid ads as well. It is the exact amount of $299 that bills once a month for that amount. So whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would be that exact rate. Now, I know you're doing this for residential customers. Are you providing these services for commercial clients as well?
Yes.
You are. Did you have any particular preference of one over the other? Or you like a nice even mix?
Preference would be residential.
Residential preferred. Okay, so we can focus a little bit more on residential customers, but as far as that service area, maybe, you know, half an hour in any direction, you know, we can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And like I said, again, since the calls come to you, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you, maybe even take that commercial job that fits into your scope. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, residential or even commercial, it's an exact amount of $299. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits. And that $299 is a fixed rate. So no matter how long you keep the service, it would stay at that exact amount. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up for each search, etc. Now, as I mentioned, there's also going to be Facebook ads. There's a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads. These are retargeting ads. So if someone in your area has already done a search on Google or Bing, your website and the ads that we run for you will pop up when they're on their Facebook page. So someone who we know is already in your area looking for your services will be, again, seeing your company, seeing your website, being reminded that they need to call somebody and that they should call you. Now, it is a position that we are actively filling. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, it definitely is. I wish you guys would have called me like 2 days ago. I paid Angie's List $800.
Okay. I am familiar with Angie. Of course, I've spoken with a lot of business owners that have used or even are using a lead-based service, whether it is Angie or Thumbtack or Networked, Craftjack. They all work about the same. You know, you get a lead, which is a phone number. The same phone number that you get goes to a handful of your competitors who are also using that service, and then you're kind of in a bit of a bidding war. It does not conflict at all, though, with what we do. A lot of my clients do both side by side, although I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. And our service really is designed for just one job to more than offset the cost of the service. Now, I know your advertising dollars are not, you know, like growing on a tree in the backyard. I know that you recently did spend quite a bit of money with Angie, but, you know, you would be able to afford a service like this, especially since it's designed to more than pay for itself, even in that first month, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it might even help you to offset the cost of what you're spending with Angie. So it's brand new with Angie, right? You haven't gotten any leads yet or had a chance to follow up with those leads?
So, yeah, I'm new with them in the past 5 days.
Okay.
Over the weekend, they sent me 5 leads. I only connected with one of them people and have a meeting set up with one of those 5 leads.
So out of the 5 leads that you got, 4 of them didn't even answer the phone?
Didn't even get a response from them, correct.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. So that happens a lot with services like that, you know, when it's a shared lead system. I think part of the problem is that you might get the lead hours or sometimes even days after some of your competition get that lead. So when you're trying to reach out to them, they might have already scheduled it with somebody else, which is why they're not responding to you. I think the hardest part of something like that is, like, you know, just getting someone on the phone who's interested in your services. And of course, you know, that's not even any part of the equation here with this, since you just get those phone calls directly to you. Now, we are going to build out that website for you. Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. Of course, that's going to allow us to really showcase all the different services that you provide, put photos on there. Now, not only is the initial construction of that website going to be included, the hosting, the maintenance, the updating of that site will be included as well. And you'll even have access to a website editor tool. So, you know, if it is something that you want to make changes to yourself, you can always add those photos or additional content, run a holiday special. That website editor tool is part of your client dashboard, which is your tracking system and so much more. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage and monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. Now, I imagine, is it you that is responding to any reviews that you have online?
Yeah.
Or who's the one doing that? Yeah, so, I mean, that's something that we can do for you. There's no additional cost for that. And, of course, they are not cookie-cutter reviews. You know, we'll take into account what that person is saying. If they're mentioning a specific service, if they're mentioning your name or their name, all of that gets reflected in that crafted response to those reviews. That's something that we can take off your plate. And, again, there's no additional cost for that. Now, the business is KLB Builders. I do see it with an LLC. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name as well?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's a smart choice. Let people really know that it's a reputable company, a real legitimate company. And then your business is service-based, though, right? I mean, I do see on Angie there's a physical address, 6741 Bradenwood Drive. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, no one comes to you. There's not, like, a physical address or showroom that the public needs to know about, right?
Currently, no. Nope.
Is that your residence?
Yes.
Okay. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect it to maintain a storefront. And they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even that 49426 zip code. Okay?
Okay.
And, I mean, are there any specific cities or towns that you definitely want to be found for within that roughly 30-mile or 30-minute radius?
I think there would be, like, Rockford, Byron,
okay,
Turner, Cascade,
right?
Probably maybe Ada, those areas, just the higher end, you know, East Grand Rapids.
Yeah, absolutely, and that definitely makes a lot of sense. If there are places even close to home that you'd rather not go, you don't really want to field phone calls from there, then you can tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will reach out to you, separate phone call, but speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, et cetera. Is there already a logo for the business or not yet?
Yeah, there is. Yep.
There is a logo. Okay. So we can use that logo on the content that we'll create for you. Did you already have, like, a business Facebook page?
I do not, because I'm not on Facebook. That's so okay. I don't have one. I'm trying to get my my business partner. He's on Facebook, so I'm trying to get him to make a Facebook page for us. But
That's something that we can help you with. You know, obviously we're going to be running those Facebook ads for you as well. And then Eric never did get your last name, sir.
Veldman, V-E-L-D-A-N.
V-E-L-D, was there an E or just M-A-N?
M-A-N.
V-E-L-D, M-A-N, okay. And then, now, of course, most of the time, you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website that we build will also have like a contact form. So customers can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, of course, if it's a business email, we'll list it right on the website. If it's a personal email, we won't list it on the website, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, you're not paying extra for those leads. It's still that flat rate. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
It'll be klb.keithv@gmail.com.
You said KLB like the business name, and then dot.
Yep, Keith, my first name, V.
Oh, I gotcha. Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
So klb.keith at
KeithV.
gmail.com.
You got the V after Keith?
Keith V. And that's V like
yep.
victory, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so klb.keithV. Sorry about that.
Yep.
But I got it in there
no
now.
Problem.
.com. So definitely a personal email, which is perfect. You know, it is still also a little bit.
That is supposed to be upgraded to a business email this week, I'm hoping. I don't know if that's going to change anything on your end.
It won't. I mean, if you do have an email that you definitely want the public to know about, I mean, if anything changes at all, you know, you always let us know because we'll always be able to make those changes and those updates. And as I was mentioning, if you make changes to your website, if you just want us to make the changes to the website, there's never any additional costs for that. It's always going to be that fixed flat rate. Now, one thing I can do, and you did mention, I mean, obviously there's an expense involved with Angie's. I know that, you know, my job is to make this affordable for you. There's normally a $99 setup fee that would attach to the very first month that helps us to kind of offset a little bit of what we do up front, that heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to go ahead and waive it for you altogether just to offset a little bit of what you spent already with Angie, make it a little bit more affordable for you. It's just going to be that $299 is an out-the-door cost. Before I take a look at that client interview calendar, I wanted to do one other thing, which is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with KLB Builders LLC, even if it's you, Keith, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to that security question, but it's really more for your protection. If you start getting phone calls from someone who claims to be Google or if they even claim to be Local Splash, they would know that information. And if they can't provide it to you basically immediately, then you should not speak with them. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure, that wouldn't be us. You wouldn't want to entertain that phone call. Like I said, it's exactly that $299. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. Okay, I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then it is exactly $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. What works best for you, sir?
Is there a way to get that sent over so I can take care of that when I get a chance to sit down on my computer? Or no?
You broke up just a little bit there. Could you repeat that?
Is there a way to have like that sent over so I can take a look at it when I get a chance to sit down and get on my computer to pay for it?
Sure. Yeah, let me do this for you right now. You know, I mean, obviously we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they would just be telling stories. Their parents would be on fire. Google does call businesses directly, but it's only for the regional or nationwide chains. You have to have 100 or more individual locations for Google to reach out to you. But Google did start a partnership program almost 10 and a half years ago. We were one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. We're Local Splash. We've already been in business about 10 and a half years. We've been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself since 2013, so 13 years. You'll be in really good hands with us. The website is localsplash.com. I just now sent you a link through the computer. It's an SMS message, but it works just like a text. Directly to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/pricing. So if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yep. Let me open the link.
Perfect. So, like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access, monitor your reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you. As I mentioned, 21 years of industry experience, that 4.9 out of 5, that's our average client satisfaction rating. That's real, actual clients using our service. And, you know, nobody cancels on profit. Our clients do keep the service because it works, not because they're under contract, but because they're getting phone calls and they're getting those jobs. Now, you can see that blue-tinted photo. It outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on. Right beneath it, it says Google Ads Partner. Keith, there's our badge of authenticity, that box that you can click on that says Google Premier Partner. That is provided to us by Google. If you click anywhere on that box, it's going to take you directly to google.com/partner, where right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. That ensures your success. Google started that partnership program to help small and medium-sized businesses. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. When they make changes to their map or at PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, skip past the top three. The top three have Google pay-per-click ads, which are like $15 or even $20 per click, a little bit more pricey. I did want to get a package to you that would get you more bang for your buck and be a little more budget-friendly for you. So the bottom right one, the one that says Platinum Package, although it is $299, it's not the Essential Package. It's just 50% off of the Platinum Package. Everything on that Platinum Package, with the one exception of the optimized landing page, and that's because I already approved an upgrade to a custom website. So not just a one-page landing page, but fully optimized website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. And then again, like I said, it's almost always at least a $99 setup fee on our website. All of our packages have a $299 setup fee as a pricing director. I usually drop that to $99, but you know I want to make this affordable, so I'll go ahead and waive that entire setup fee. You're actually saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, the $299. But it's actually better than that, because next month it won't go up to $599. In fact, it'll never be even a penny more than $299. So every month moving forward, you're going to save that $300 because it's just going to stay locked in at that
$299. Okay.
Okay. So I'm pulling up the client interview calendar right now. Now, the client interviews are scheduled by the hour, but the call itself takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of off the top of your head questions, you know, how long you've been in business, things like that, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about the business, etc. And then for that amount of $299, how did you want to secure that listing? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, Keith? Keith? Hello? Keith, are you there, bro? Hello?